It's Emily from the Willow Pod, and we have Lorna with us for the third and final time, Lorna, that you're with us.
Yeah, I'm going to be sick of the sound of my voice.
Well, I'm sure we'll have you back again in the future to talk about something. But this little series that we've done about SV2 and the services you offer has been really interesting. Now, today you're going to talk about the training and the workshops you offer. So what do you actually offer then?
Yeah, so the part of SV2 that I work within is the learning and development team. So as part of that, although I'm not one of the people that deliver the workshops, we do two workshops. We do a consent workshop and we do a kind of sexual abuse awareness session. So the consent workshop we deliver as part of education curriculum, specifically to tie in with the kind of relationship and sex education part. Mm-hmm. And in that part of the curriculum, it states that schools should teach pupils knowledge they need to recognise and report abuse. And that includes emotional, physical and sexual abuse. Right. So we work with schools, colleges, universities and also other organisations. So maybe things like scout groups. Anyone 13 and up, so in schools that's year 9 and upwards.
Yeah.
And the workshop, we can cater to the age, so it is a slightly different workshop for year 9 than it would be in a university, for example.
Yeah.
But essentially the content is similar, but we can create bespoke content depending on who we're delivering to. So it's usually about a 60-minute workshop and it involves group activities along with some discussion, as well as kind of some videos and the education provided by our learning and development officers, Hannah and Dave.
Right.
What it essentially focuses on is consent and sexual consent, really. So students or young people learn what the definition of that term is. So legally, what the restrictions are by law. So think looking at things like the age of consent, but also what other kind of barriers there would be to consent. So things like intoxication, positions of trust and things like that, and how that impacts being able to give consent. Mm. It also looks at verbal and non-verbal forms of consent as well. So we look at a little bit about other areas in life where consent is given and how that can be taken and what the difference is between that consent and sexual consent. So it also looks at kind of the thin line between consent and sexual abuse. So there's a really poignant video in that. And I think it's called Crossing the Line. But essentially it shows a scene, like a party scene, where sexual acts are begin consensually and at some point a line is crossed into yeah. sexual abuse. And it's quite discussion evoking to see where people feel that line is. And it is quite interesting and quite poignant to see something like that that unfortunately is probably quite a realistic portrayal. So we do some discussions like that, and we also look at the stages of trauma that victims might experience alongside that as well. And then the last thing that covers is, I don't know if you're aware of, there's a current Home Office campaign called Enough. You might have seen the adverts and things on TV. But essentially, what it is, it's about being the active upstander in the community. So having the confidence to call out harassment or abuse if you've witnessed it. So there's a little bit we touch on that and what to do in those situations. And really, that's because there's the need to challenge what may be perceived as societal norms in that regard. So we do touch on that as well, because the premise is that if we can tackle that lower level misogynistic behaviour, sexual comments early, then it won't ever escalate into what could be potentially at a later date offending behaviour.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. So you also do some awareness raising workshops, which are more for staff, I think.
People in the
workplace.
Absolutely, yeah. So we do sessions that raise awareness about sexual abuse and also about the services that SV2 offers. So they're aimed at professionals and other organisations. So we've worked with the police, mental health services, NHS, the councils, but that's now expanding into other agencies as well. So Hannah recently delivered an awareness raising session with the Asian Association of Chesterfield.
Right.
So more community groups. Really, it's for anybody that is interested in having a greater understanding of what sexual abuse can look like in all of its forms, because it is such a varied offence, and people, I don't always think, associate some of those offences as sexual abuse. So yeah, we're trying to just raise the profile of what sexual abuse can look like, in the hope that people then will be able to identify that in their communities, with the people that they're working with, anything really. So that looks like it's usually about a 50-minute session. But again, the same as a consent workshop, we can create bespoke packages for people if they have particular needs. And it can be delivered, that one can be delivered face-to-face or virtually via Teams or whatever, as people feel the need. It looks at, as I've said, the types of sexual abuse, but it also looks at some of the local statistics and the national statistics, in fact. And it also looks a little bit into why those offences go unreported so often.
Embarrassment.
There's loads of reasons that people, unfortunately, don't feel that they're able to report. And it's certainly something, I think, that probably needs unpicking. But yeah, it's there's quite a disparity between what's reported in things like the crime survey, which is kind of anonymous, and police statistics or reporting statistics. So there's obviously quite a gap there. Yeah.
So how does someone access either of these workshops?
So they can all be booked with our learning development team. You can do that in a couple of ways, really. So you can either phone the advice line in normal kind of officey hours, or email help@sv2.org.uk, and they'll forward it onto our learning development team.
One thing I'm just thinking, Lorna, is there a cost to these courses, or can you, are they free?
They are. They're all free. So yeah, please, if you're interested, don't hesitate to contact us to get one booked in. Taking bookings for 2023. We do get full up quite fast. There's only two people that deliver them for the whole of Derbyshire. So yeah, their calendars do get quite full.
I'm going to get myself signed up onto both of those courses, I think, for just to brush up my own general knowledge around sexual violence, because there's still so much I don't know. I work in the field of domestic abuse, so.
Yeah, and I think the thing with sexual violence is it's such an ever-changing thing, particularly with the advancement of technology. We're constantly seeing new offences happening, or people being victims of things that aren't even legally offences yet, defined as offences. The thing at the moment, I don't know if you saw the documentary, the Emily Atack documentary.
Yeah.
Which is all about cyber flashing, essentially. So at the minute, that isn't legally an offence. Whether that will change, but at the moment I believe it'd be charged under malicious communication, so not immediately flagged necessarily as sexual abuse, even though it clearly is.
What a world we live in.
Yeah, unfortunately, in some times, but that's why SV2 are here, to support people in those circumstances, so, and hopefully we can do what we can.
Yeah, thank goodness you are here. So as always, we'll make sure all the information is in the blurb that accompanies our podcast, and just thank you so much for the work you do. Thank you for coming and talking to us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Bye bye, Lorna.
Bye.